century and the 10th and last year of the 1970s decade.
The 70s were amazing.
And the year that WLER went on the air. Happy 40th. WLER, Butler Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome into another edition of our local music show. We call it Grassroots tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Good to have you on board. We're presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. And we thank Jim Harpell and his staff for providing us some great music to play on the radio. And you can, too, if you stop by the Meat Locker Recording Studio. Check them out online. And get yourself some good gigs. I was just talking to somebody over the weekend that was just down there doing some recording, and we may be hearing some of their material coming up very soon. I'll let you know when that is. But good evening, Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions.
How's it going, Bob?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's good to be back to talk a little local music. And we're going to take a one-way street here tonight and visit with Ray Lanick, who's going under the... I guess the term One Ray now, and he's got some new material. He's been on the shelf a little bit, but he's got some stuff off the shelf, and we're going to play it for you tonight. He's going to do a couple cuts in studio. We're excited for that. So, closing in on Band Jam, closing in on a lot of activities. As a matter of fact, even before we get to Band Jam, Shady Lady Productions helping to produce some music for the Big Butler Fair and The Rock Station 97.7 with our 40th anniversary year. We're trying to get involved in as many events as we can, and we're going to be involved in the opening up of the Big Butler Fair in Utah. It's going to be a very special night for some great local music.
Yep, they're going to be back kicking things off this year with the Clarks, so looking forward to that. And recent guests, the Borstal Boys, will be the opening act for that. So.
What a great show that'll be, and that's the Friday kickoff. This is always over the 4th, so their kickoff this year is going to be the 28th of June here. So, my goodness, here we are. That's a little over a week away when you really think about it. A
couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so here we are on the 16th, and you've got, two more shows, and we'll be into July already. So we'll be doing Band Jam previews, my goodness. But what a great thing, and I guess it's there's going to be a bike night out there that night, too. So great way to kick off your weekend, and for some folks, maybe the week off because the 4th of July falls on a Thursday this year.
Yeah, just take the whole week off. There you go. Come to the Big Butler Fair every day.
Yeah. And that'll be great. The Clarks always, it'll be a packed house. It'll be a great show. And the Borstal Boys, we just had them on recently with Mark Ponsonby in. And you were telling me that one day, you had gotten through the listening of the CD, so I had to pop it in. And you're right, man. It's some very fun, unique stuff. A little fast, a little slow. It's a well-done album.
Yeah, it's a great CD. I listened to it over and over and over. So, good stuff.
Yeah. Of course, that's, of course, the Big Butler Fair happening basically the week before an event called the Band Jam, the Grassroots Music Festival, this year presented by Woodman Life. And don't forget, you can vote for our Grassy Awards now at 977rocks.com. 13 artists are up for nomination, and we're going to be announcing the winner at the Band Jam. But 20 acts over the weekend, and I was just talking to some people over the weekend. They were kind of mad because I didn't have tickets on me in person. So I said, well, just stomp down to the radio station. You'll be able to get them. But just a nice little buzz going on here right now. So we hope that everybody's going to plan to join us this year.
Yeah, I was kicking it over at Dre and Jerry's, and we were going through the Grassy list over there. So, I mean, we're halfway through the voting now. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see who wins and if we'll be presenting it to the band at the Band Jam or just having to announce it. We'll have to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, because it's about half and half. You got half the list that's going to be there, the other half not going to be there. Who is going to win it? Well, you can contribute your thoughts on that at 977rocks.com. You can't miss it. When you look on there, you'll see the banner, and you can find the voting as well. And the nice thing, too, you're going to see a logo from the bands, and you're going to be able to play the song, so you can play it and then click on the vote. So, and you can do that once a day for the entire month here, the remaining days ahead. Well, let's get to some music here tonight, and then we're going to visit with One Ray, Ray Lanick, with us here tonight.
All right. I say kick the show off tonight with some Vit Tobacco and a song Known Better.
And we'll follow that up with one of the latest from Chip and the Charge Ups and their song Sunshine, Take Me Away. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
doesn't make any sense.
Let's reconnect for one and
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, where they're playing darts nowadays, too. So you can come down and join their dart league and have a man can or three, four, whatever.
Well, they're pretty big. So they're pretty big. You might only make it through two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Safety first, especially when you're throwing darts. But they're located at 323 2nd Street down in Freeport, a refreshingly good place to stop by. And when you do stop by and have a man can, thank them for sponsoring the Grassroots Show. They've been here from day number one. Excited to have a gentleman back in the studio here that has been part of the Rock Done Right Tour in the past and has been on our show, but it's doggone it been too long. It's been a little while. And that's Ray Lanick, who's back in the studio with us. Ray, how you doing tonight?
Doing well. Far too long. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. Thank you guys so much for having me again.
Of course, Ray Lanick, and the last time I think you were out at the Beacon for us, and you had your band with you and put on a great show, and that was a great night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I appreciate that, because I actually have a Beacon Hotel show coming up on June 9th here. So yeah, you guys were my in on that one, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, let's get an update, because it's been far too long, as I said.
Yeah.
What's Ray been up to? I know you have some new material we're going to be talking about here tonight, but have you been staying busy?
Been definitely staying busy, getting back into playing shows again. You know, I had a while there where I wasn't playing as much. My father passed away, actually, in October, and that was a big blow. So kind of took some time off, you know. It puts things in perspective a lot, doesn't it? And so, but then, you know, kind of slowly but surely getting back into it, and I released an album in March 9th, I released One Ray Street. So, and I got to give my father-in-law the credit for the One Ray thing. He thought it'd be funny, you know, like One Way Street, you know, like make a logo with One Ray with the whole arrow and all that stuff. And so he made me this big, like, wooden One Ray or One Way Street kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's One Ray. So, you know, it's just corny enough to work.
So we're going under One Ray for now.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, I kind of play on the idea of that there's only one way to go. You know, like this record hopefully will get out there, kind of get some more people aware of what I'm doing, you know, can maybe open some doors to start traveling again, start touring again. That's kind of the idea with this whole thing. So One Ray Street, one way to go.
Well, our deepest sympathy from the Grassroots family.
Oh, I appreciate
here,
that. Sorry, not to get all deep right into this.
Yeah,
I apologize. Yeah, but
that's something we all go through, unfortunately, and it's life. But we grow from that and hopefully recover and
absolutely
are stronger than ever.
And if there's any positive from that, too, I mean, just you realize how precious life is and how short it can be. And so it's like you got to follow those dreams. You can't keep, you know. I've been in this like world of like just reevaluating constantly. Should I go this way? Should I take that show? Should I do this? Should I do that? Is that going to pan out to anything? And sometimes you can get in this paralysis so much of like, you know, you just got to go. You just got to do it. See what works. See what doesn't work. You know, you're going to make mistakes along the way and just keep grinding and keep moving forward. It's all you can do.
Now, with One Ray, is it going to be just One Ray?
Yes, or I'm the only one left. That's where the One Ray thing comes from. I'm the only one left, and I've loved all the guys I've played bands with. You know, it's a lot to ask guys to commit to something as crazy as what I'm doing. You really, it's like no matter how hard you work, there's always 8 million more things to do. Mm-hmm. And to like, because, you know, a lot of guys had day jobs and they're doing okay. You know, they have mortgages and rent and, you know what I mean, lively things. And it's really hard to tell them, hey, you know, maybe you should take a couple weeks off of your day job that you're making okay money at and come out on the road and make nothing for a while. I mean, that's a hard sell for anybody.
Yeah.
So, I'm finding, you know, like I said, it's not that I can't work well with others or anything like that. It's more convenient at this point to book solo. But the challenge of that was actually that, you know, for the longest time, booking solo meant a solo acoustic night. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, I love playing acoustic guitar, I started on acoustic guitar, but there's certain, like, kind of, you know, connotations to playing acoustic. They think that you're maybe a singer-songwriter, like a Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. Yeah. Love all that stuff, but I've always been rock, you know, I've always wanted to put on a band-type show. And finally, in the last few years, the technology's kind of caught up to a point where, because I've thought about doing one-man band things, but I don't want to come out on stage with a bunch of pre-recorded stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm more of a DJ at that point.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know, I have, you know, Avicii, you know, the late great, was a great DJ and musician, but that's not really what I want to do. I want to be a live musician. So finally, you know, like with loopers, mm-hmm. and there's a thing that came out by Digitech called the Strum, which is essentially a drum machine that you control with your guitar. And what's really neat about that is actually Utah, you saw me doing a little bit of like with the loopers when I was first starting that out. I was first experimenting with it. You kind of get like a bass drum, snare mm-hmm. kind of sound, and then you kind of play that back. But you're just chucking on the guitar. Like you're just hitting the strings. And yeah. it sounds kind of percussive, but not really that great, you know. But what's insane was I was looking into possibly buying, you know, drum pads or something that I could play a drum beat, because I do play the drums too, so I could play a drum beat and loop that with like a drum pad going through a looper. But then it was crazy, as I was researching different drum pads, I came across this strum thing where it's literally the chuck in the guitar thing, but instead of it just sounding like a guitar muted, it's actually the drum sounds. So wow. Somebody else had that idea. And I was like, this is insane. This is like exactly what I'm looking for. I'm in the market for this. And this thing just popped out of nowhere. And this is not a plug. I'm not sponsored by Ditch. I would love to be, hey, if you guys are listening. Yeah. But no, honestly, it's like that was like a game changer. It's like, wow, I have this pedal, you know, and it puts in the hi-hats and the snare, and you can program it, and you can do it on the spot. That's what's most important for me. Everything you're hearing me do live is being created in front of your eyes on the spot. Nothing's pre-recorded. You know, that's kind of a thing I want to hold true to.
Yeah.
When I'm playing out, even if I'm one-man band kind of situation.
And I like that because, I mean, we've seen you play with a loop before. And, you know, if I think of Ray Lanick right now,
yeah.
and not that I've seen you 100 times, but right. when I see you, I want to see you play guitar because, doggone it, you're good at it. You know?
I appreciate that.
You know, that's what I want to see. I want to see the orange guitar. You know?
Right? That's become kind of a trademark, the orange and black. Actually, I'm going to be recording a second album this summer already. I'm like, what the heck? Let's just do it. I'm going to record as much as I can, be really prolific. The second album, I'm going to call it Orange and Black, actually.
Cool.
So, which is really bad to release in Pittsburgh with it, where it's all... you know, black and yellow, but hey, you know, they're going to think it's not anything to do with the Bengals or anything. It's my hometown, Harbor Creek, our colors were orange and black, and it all started with an orange guitar. And then it's like, hey, why don't I buy an orange amp? And then, you know, my wife buys me a pair of orange Converse, and it's like it just escalated from there. And then, I'm like, hey, everybody's got to have a niche or a brand or something to recognize you by. So
Kanye West does it. Why not Ray Lanick?
Why not? You got to do something to cut through all the noise out there.
Yeah, that's great. Ray Lanick visiting with us tonight. One Ray and his new album, One Ray Street, is out. And we're going to hear a couple of tunes from that. Actually, we're going to do a couple on the CD. And then... you're going to do two live in the studio.
Absolutely.
They will be from the CD as well?
They're all from the CD. All from One Ray Street. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So how long of a process was it? Because you said you kind of put things down for a little bit, and then all of a sudden we have an album by March.
Right. Well, the interesting part about that is that even though I was kind of on hold for a while, not playing much, not really doing much with recording, or not even doing much on social media, I've had these songs forever.
Okay.
And... what you're hearing is like, you know, I actually with the band, my last band, we were in a studio forever trying to cut some of these same songs. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. We were constantly like remixing, and I've maybe doubting myself, mm-hmm. you know. And so then you kind of in this like, you almost feel like Axl Rose with Chinese Democracy situation where it's taking you years and years to put out a record.
Yeah.
Plus, we were traveling to Erie at that time to record it, and there's just a lot of difficulties going on with that. So by the point I was finally like, hey, you know what? I actually bought all my own stuff. I made my own little studio now. And I was like, I have the songs. I know the songs. And once I like kind of buckled down, it was like the process actually was really fast.
That's
like,
awesome.
And it's nice when you're One Ray too, because you don't have to do 35,000 tracks. You know, like I don't, you know, it's an interesting idea in the age of digital recording that you can, you know, with plugins and with all these different tracks, you can have unlimited amount of things you can do. To go in there with the idea of like, I want to be able to produce all of this live, you know, so... Mm. really you're hearing one guitar. You know, I cut in with the lead as another track, and then the vocals are maybe one or two tracks, and then the drums, and that's it. That's all you're hearing.
So it's fairly stripped down.
It's really raw, stripped down. But that's the way I want it to be. And it's interesting to kind of toe the line between sounding, you know, kind of stripped down, but also sounding like a good production that could be on the radio. So that's a trick to kind of get the mixing, the mastering, to kind of sound like it doesn't sound like you recorded it on a boombox in a basement somewhere. You want it to sound the big production too.
Or recorded it on your phone. And let's talk about that song. We're going to hear that first.
Absolutely. Phone is, you know, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of song. I was actually playing a show at the late, great Bloomfield Bridge Tavern, and I remember being out on the back deck in between sets, and you just look at the back deck and it's like a sea of blue, like just from people's phones, like their faces are lit up, and it looks like the zombie apocalypse happened, and everybody's just like blue-faced in the dark, and they're all on their phone. And it's funny because I was right there with them. I just happened to look up and see that I'm amongst this sea of phones. And it's one of these things where I'm so like, there's so many great opportunities that have come with social media, with the internet. Like, you know what I mean? The fact that you can be such a DIY and maybe you don't have all those gatekeepers anymore and you can get your music out there. But it's tough because at the same time, I feel like we've become, you know, so online. That I'm seeing that people would, you know, it's like if it's Friday night, it's like, are you gonna go out and drive a couple, you know, 20 miles, you know, with the gas, buy drinks out, you know what I mean, risk coming home after having too many or something, or are you gonna stay home and throw on Amazon or Netflix and watch something at home? And so I'm kind of in this world where it's like, should I do more online? Should I do like more Twitch streaming? Or, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, should I bring the show to them instead of having them come to the show? And so it's all this reevaluating of like, what's the right course of action in 2019? Do you still go traditional and you tour relentlessly and you play in front of people? I think it's both. You have to have the live shows and then you have to have the social media, you know, because I don't think you're going to necessarily be discovered on social media. It's getting harder with algorithms and things. So you still have to play the traditional shows and then promote your social media. But then the social media also promotes your it's a loop, you know, that one's helping the other. That's what phone's about.
Have you kicked anybody's phone out of their hand while you're playing?
Oh, man.
I was going to bring it up.
You feel like that. It's funny. That's funny you bring that up because there's been this weird phenomenon happening at my shows lately where, you know, you're playing your heart out. You're in the corner somewhere of the bar playing your heart out. You hit that. You ring out that last chord and it's just silence. There's no clapping. No one even seems to be paying attention. Everybody's on their phone, like you said. And you feel like slapping it out of their hand, like, pay attention to me. But then towards the end of the night, these people are walking out and they're throwing money in my jar. They're buying my CD. They're telling me what a great time they had. And I'm like, that's awesome. You had a great time. I've been having a horrible time all night in my own head thinking I suck because no one's clapping and no one's in. No one appears, at least on the surface, to be digging what I'm doing. But then at the end, they're telling me, I love your stuff, man. Where can I see you again? It's such a mind freak all the time. It's crazy.
We're so involved in this multitasking thing, we forget to look up once in a while.
I know.
Yeah.
Can't see the forest through the trees, right? Yeah.
It's Ray Lanick. One Ray here tonight from his One Ray Run. That's going to be tough to say three times fast. You know that. One Ray Street album. And this is the song Phone tonight on the Grassroots Show. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Can't you see that I'm on my phone now? You can't expect me to hear what you say. I have to check in at the place we're eating and snap a picture of what I ate. Notifications, who like my status? I'm addicted to this apparatus. As I sit here, all I see is this glowing screen in front of me. I've forgotten about courtesy and found an escape from reality. Can't expect me to stay on the road now. It's tough to drive and check my messages. I take a selfie at every red light.
then post it online to everyone's delight. Notifications, who likes my status? I'm addicted to this apparatus. As I sit here, all I see is this glowing screen in front of me. I've forgotten about courtesy and found an escape from reality. Come on. Text you then talk face to face. I'll leave a comment on all of your updates, and then ignore you in a public place. As I sit here, all I see is this glowing screen in front of me. I've forgotten about courtesy and found an escape from reality. As I sit here, all I see is this glowing screen in front of me. I've forgotten about courtesy and found an escape from reality. Shining through.
How can I expect not to be depressed? Are these problems real or made up in my head? I have to be more than you can take. My vows to you, I promise I'll never break. I'm sorry, baby, there's just so much here at stake. Please, I need you. Please, I need you. You're the song to you I croon, 'cause your love is what keeps me hanging on. When all my hope is gone, when my world clouds up, your light is shining through, shining through, shining through.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Appreciate you tuning in, and would appreciate if you would stop by Bros' Superette, because I think it's worth the visit. They have great meats, cheeses, all kinds of cuts of great steaks, beef sticks, deli sides, anything you can add to your picnic. They've got it. Anything you would like to pick up for lunch or dinner, they've got it. Butler's Best hot sausage and more. And, boy, it is grilling season, so stop on up. They're high on the hill, right on the Price, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Bros' Superette, and they love local music, and they support it here by sponsoring our Grassroots Show here tonight. We're visiting with One Ray, a.k.a. Ray Lanick, here tonight, who's in to talk about his new album, One Ray Street. And I'll have that figured out by the time we get done here tonight. But Ray just played a song from the album,
yes,
called What Keeps Me Hanging On. Give us a little background on that.
Well, easily the thing that keeps me hanging on is my wife. And no, she did not ask me to say that. she goes through a lot. You know, anybody who's with a musician, it's like you have to know what you're signing up for. it's a crazy life where it's lots of highs and lows, you know, for the musician. And so it's a balance of trying to, you know, be there for her and not be so selfish in what I'm doing, you know, because you have to be all in, you know what I mean? You have to be in the deep end of the pool when it comes to music. Otherwise you're not going to get anywhere. And that's trying when you have a partner, you know? And, so it's funny though, the song itself is kind of, it's almost in two parts. Like the verses are about like my utter frustration as being a musician, but then the choruses are, even though it's in a minor key, it's more of the happy part, mm-hmm, where it's like, thank God I have you that's really supportive with all this, because if I didn't have you and I just had the verse part of the song and not the chorus part of the song, so to speak, I would be totally going nuts. I would be off the deep end. I'd be in a gutter somewhere, you know, in the ditch somewhere. I mean, so luckily she's there to keep me grounded, to keep me, you know, down to earth. You know, but also is very supportive when I do have these harebrained schemes of what I want to do with music. So that's what keeps me hanging on.
I think we all need that.
We
life,
all
you know
need that.
That.
I'm very
you need
lucky.
That partner
that.
Just jumps off the shoulder and says, whoa.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful that she's not a musician in any way. She's not an artist in any way. So I need that other half.
Yeah.
You know, someone who thinks a lot more practically and down to earth. And I need that big time, because my head's always in the clouds. I always have these weird ideas. And what if I start wearing makeup on stage? She's like, no. What if I start wearing this kind of clothes? And she's like, no. Is that you? And I'm like, well, I don't know. It could be.
Yeah. Where do I want to take myself?
Right? Yeah,
again, I mean, because the mind's always thinking, right? The artistic mind is always going.
And it's so hard. Like I said, the beauty of the internet, again, is that you can put all your stuff out there, but so can everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we're starving for attention in a way, because I think there's enough room for everybody out there. I really do. I feel like we all could be our own little niche successes everywhere. But at the same time, there is competition in a way, too, because, you know, to ask somebody to, like, give you your time and or their time, I'm sorry, and their attention, that's asking a lot of people, especially in a busy world, you know. So you're just grateful when anybody's paying attention and listening and, you know, coming out to the shows.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Now, with the One Ray branding that you've done, has that changed the social media connections for people instead of Ray Lanick Band?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's all One Ray Music.
One Ray Music.
And it's one spelled out, O-N-E-R-A-Y Music. And that's on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, you know. I even have a SoundCloud, so and that's a lot to manage too. That could be a full-time job, just doing social media. And I actually, starting this week, I'm going to start to do a lot more with recording the story things and the Instagram TV and uploading more YouTube videos. I'm going to try to get to a point where I'm doing some kind of daily content on any platform, you know. Like, again, you just have to be out there. You have to be in the algorithms. You have to be in the ether.
Yeah.
You have to be. You have
to be relevant, because you disappear so fast.
It's so easy. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, absolutely. You got to be on those phones.
Right.
That sea of screens. You need to be on one of those screens somewhere every now and then. So.
Now, the fact that you were able to set up your own recording studio and do this thing, and you talked about the last time the band was trying to get something done and you just couldn't find your way through that. Was it easier doing this? Did you find yourself doing the same thing where, you know, musicians are never happy? And that's why sometimes it's that key producer that says, that's good, or, you know, we're going to do it this way. Did you have much of a process with that?
Not too bad. I did have, honestly, I recorded, like, all the drum tracks and even some of the scratch rhythm tracks. And I did throw, like, all those away at one point and start over again. But that was almost more of, like, a production thing, not so much of an artistic thing. Okay. It was just, like, I was just getting the levels right. I'm getting, like, how do I want to plug, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm learning the gear. I'm learning the software. So I think that was more of it. Like, for me, like the all the gear, the studio stuff is just a means to finally get my ideas down in some tangible form that people can hear it. So it's not so much like, you know, the quality of the microphones or the program. It's all about just getting the ideas. Hopefully the song itself, like, people can find some value in it somewhere. You know, it's entertaining. It makes their head, you know, bob up and down. It gets them from A to B. It's all you can ask, you know. So
One Ray Street, how many cuts are on the
10 songs on the album. Yep. I like albums with 10 songs. I think it's a good balance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it to be too long, but you also don't want to. I think it's almost pointless to put out EPs anymore. That might have been more when it was more in the print, like the you know what I'm trying. When you're making records and stuff, that might have been a little more of a tangible or a solution. But now with digital, it's funny in a way with digital, you almost don't even need to put out albums anymore. You could almost put out the singles all the time. And I consider that, actually. Again, reevaluating. I'm considering, should I just release singles and never even do an album? And just do, every few months, I put out another song instead of another collection of songs. So, I don't know. I like the idea, though, of that it kind of mixing traditional with the modern, where, you know, you still have a playlist of 10 songs from an album. And when I think of an album and I think of the playlist of it, I think like a set list at a live show or even just those albums. You can throw them in, you can hit play, you can forget about it, and every song hopefully flows into the next and has that kind of, you know what I'm saying? So I like that. I still like that idea of an album, even though I don't know if it's necessarily you know, if you need to do it as much anymore, you could maybe do it more singles, you know. It's interesting.
At least you have options, though.
Yes.
You
know, I mean, that's cool, yeah.
You know, so you can test out, you know, how's it going to go with this one? Maybe we do it a little bit differently next time.
Yeah. Oh, I've been getting into, like, analytics and metadata. It's enough to drive you nuts. Wow. Oh, my. It's stuff you never think about, right? Yeah. Did Jimi Hendrix have to worry about his metadata? Are you kidding me?
No, I don't think he did.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, he had industry guys doing that. So now you're the industry, though. So you're doing those manager roles and those industry roles.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with DIY. It's you got to do it all yourself, everything. But it's cool. There's pros and cons to it all, you know.
One Ray Music. You can link up anywhere and pick up on the album.
Yeah. Links to everything. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And
follow social media to find out where you're going to be playing. I know. Did I write down you were going to be?
Well, I'm going to be at the Beacon Hotel on June 9th. The Black Dog Wine Company in Oakdale, that's June 21st. July, actually, I'll be doing the Deutschtown Music Fest this year again. Actually, last year I played, and the Shiners were on right after me, so a little kind of plug with those guys. They were awesome. I'm not just saying that, too. It was a great set. Yeah. I'm glad they went on after me.
Yeah.
I'm really glad they went on after me. I had a chance that night. But, I'll be playing Deutschtown Music Fest July 12th, 8 p.m., and that's at the Threadbare Cider House restaurant inside, so... And then Southside Works, I'm playing there July 19th, and that's 6 to 9 p.m. at Southside Works in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a couple of the, you know, and I'm working on more. Good. Like I said, it's been slowly but surely getting back into it, so there'll be more shows, definitely.
And having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have fun. If you're not enjoying it, it's not worth it.
Yeah, amen. Ray Lanek in tonight. Appreciate the visit. And you're going to do a couple of the songs from the new One Ray Street album here, but you're going to do them in the studio.
Yeah, this is about as acoustic as I get anymore with a clean electric guitar. That's my almost unplugged kind of style. So, yeah.
And you're going to do At Least I'm Moving, and we've heard this song before, but you've kind of reconstructed
it. I've rearranged it a bit. Yeah, for one, I can't sing as high as I did when I was 24. So I brought the key down, but I also wanted it to be At Least I'm Moving is a cool song because I feel like it could be a rock song, but it could almost be like a country song. It's one of those ones I feel like maybe has some legs that could be different, you know, all in the arrangement, or if somebody else was to perform it, they could do it in a different way, you know. I like that about it. It's kind of a simple production. It's just like chucking chords kind of song. It's a great song to start your set with because if you're not warmed up, it's not like you have to do anything too intricate.
Yeah.
And you can kind of get that one out there and still have a driving song that gets people going. So,
At Least I'm Moving. It's One Ray here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
I'll chase it down and turn this this world upside down, yeah. I keep my eyes on the road ahead. I never know where it's going to end. Not going anywhere, but at least I'm moving. I'm so tired of standing still. Whether it's thousand miles or just over the hill. Not going anywhere, but at least I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ray Lanick in the studio with us tonight on the Grassroots Show. One Ray is what he's going by now. His new album, One Ray Street. Check him out, oneraymusic.com. Ray, great to visit with you tonight. Love the new material, man. It
Thank you
fantastic.
So much. I appreciate that. Yeah.
And hopefully we'll see you out and about real soon.
I hope so, yeah. It's always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
You've got one more song you're going to play.
Yes, this
is cut number 9 from the album, but it's going to be live in the studio tonight.
Let's do it.
Let's do Youth is Wasted on the Young. Give us a little background on this one.
Oh, it's so true. I feel like, you know, I'm 36 years old now, and it's like, where did it all go? You know, where did the last 20 years go? A lot of ups and downs, you know. Next thing you know, you're pushing 40, and you're still doing this crazy thing, but I'm never going to stop. I can't. It's in my blood, so... That's what that song's about.
And next thing you know, you'll be 55. But my mind is still 18.
I hope I'm 55 someday. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, beats the alternative. So
I think I can. I think I can.
I know,
and then I get up the next day.
I know. Just keep going. Keep rocking, man.
But at least I'm moving.
Well played.
All right. One Ray. Ray, great to have you in. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Here he is again. Youth is Wasted on the Young. It's One Ray. Ray Lanick tonight on the Grassroots Show. The Rock Station 97.7.
Since I can remember, and so is my mood at the end of December. Cross another day off on the calendar. Stare at blank pages in my daily planner. Somehow, youth is wasted on the young.
It's finally time for you to plan that amazing summer cookout. Who would be better to stock up from than Bros' Superette? Load up on frozen burger patties, kielbasa, and hot dogs, along with some of their delicious deli items. There are plenty to choose from, like coleslaw, potato salad, linguine, and a whole lot more. So stop by to grab everything you'll need for your summer cookout. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein in Butler. High on the hill, right on the price, is Bros' Superette.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget our show streams, 977rocks.com, and it is archived. On-demand feature at 977rocks.com is available, and you can pull up any of the shows from the last several years. Listen back and encourage you to maybe go back and review the Grassy Award nomination show that we had Memorial Day weekend. Played the 13 songs that are up, and you can go to 977rocks.com and vote on it once a day through the end of the month, and then come out to the Band Jam and find out who's going to be revealed as the winner. And of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year presented by Woodman Life, standing strong for generations. You just heard a commercial for them. And we're excited to have them on board this year and hoping that you'll plan to attend. $20 pre-sale tickets for the entire weekend that gets you in. Camping at Cooper's Lake Campground is separate and extra, but it's a nominal charge as well. If you go to thebandjam.com, you can see everything you need to know.
Kids 17 and under are free.
F-R-E-E.
Family event.
It is. And Cooper's Lake Campground is just a beautiful setting, perfect spot. You can bring the bikes out. There's paths galore. You can ride bikes, bring a kayak out and throw it in the lake. You can do some fishing. Fishing is free out there, so check that out. You can stay wherever you want, you know, if you have a tent or if you have a motorhome, whatever it is. Again, camping is a separate charge, but you can come out and stay for the weekend. You know, just bring a cooler full of goodies, and that's all you'll need because they got a camp store. We're going to have food trucks there. I mean, you want for nothing. Shower facilities galore. It's going to be a great weekend.
And if you're not into camping, that $20, you can come and go on that.
Yeah.
So it's not like if you leave, you have to pay to get back in. You just keep your wristband on, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's right. So if you have other events going on, you can come and go and enjoy some of the festival as well. I want to thank Lamatt Productions back again with us this year. They're going to be doing the sound and light, and it's also just a fantastic job that they do in keeping the bands in check, too, and keeping it moving. I mean, they do a fantastic job to help that happen. Ram Automotive is a new sponsor with us this year. Mark Regis State Farm down in Mars. Our local McDonald's restaurants are back as our stage sponsor this year. Aqua Solutions for clean, clear, beautiful, soft water. Cummings Candy and Coffee. And, of course, you know, they've got stuff going on, too, every Friday night out at Cummings West on Route 68, where you can catch a little live on-stage material and an open stage Saturday night. And stop out and thank Barry Cummings for supporting local music as well. And Bauman Auto Repair, they're located on Aieto Drive. That's out in Center Township. It's right between basically Route 308 and what's known as Sunset Drive out in CT. And they're sponsoring the show again this year. And we're excited to have a great lineup of 20 acts, 7 acts on Friday night, kicking off at 5, running through midnight, and then right up again at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, right up through 11 o'clock that night.
Yeah.
Going to be a great weekend. Plan to be there. Get your tickets here at our studios, any Shady Lady Productions show, also any of the bands, or you can go to Show Clicks. We have a way for you to get that. If you just go to thebandjam.com, we've got all the links on there for you. Make it easy. Get your tickets and get them ahead of time because it'll save you $5 than paying $25 at the gate.
Yeah, we're going to have to bump that up next year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That'll be next year, so get in now. Let's get back to some music here. Again, thanks to Ray Lanick, One Ray, coming in tonight. Great songs from his new album. Hope you'll check that out as well. And we move on into our final couple of songs tonight on the Grassroots Show.
Yep. I say we throw on some Mark Ferrari and his song Better This Way.
And while we follow that up with Mr. Bobby Thompson in the Groove, they're going to be heading to the International Blues Competition in Memphis. I think that rolls in around January or so. It's usually the first part of next year, I think, somewhere. Something like that. But anyway, congratulations to Bobby. But you'll also probably have an opportunity to see him at the band jam because he'll be playing with the Justin Wade Band. And they got a great song called I'm Gone here tonight. And we'll talk again next week on The Grassroots Show, 7 o'clock every Sunday night on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station.
Smile for the camera, look your best, babe, cause tonight is your last request. You play the perfect part, you fooled me from the start, and I never thought I'd see a surprise ending. Crowd goes wild as you enter the stage, the curtains draw. That's the crown in you. You did more harm than good. They told me that you would, and that's the dirty truth. I'm washing my hands of you. Everybody's got a price to pay. The price was right, so you threw it all away. You had me going, never knowing that we'd end up this way. Now you end up this way. Now you apologize, you're full of regret, and there's nothing to say. I'm better this way, I'm better this way, I'm better this way. Little bird, dear, why don't you?
1979.
Got this in pocket.
The year ESPN launched. Pink Floyd released The Wall. Superman became a movie. And WLER hits the air. Happy 40th. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Accessing.
Good. Just ask Alexa to play The Rock Station 97.7 on TuneIn.
Alexa.
Yes.
Turn on my favorite radio station.
It would be my pleasure.
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Just do
$20,000 of giveaways.
Won a lot of radio contests because I refused to get off the line.
Happy anniversary, WLER, for 40 years. Listen to win all year long on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Butler Radio Network Marketing Department specializes in helping local businesses grow through cost-effective, targeted advertising. With the right audience and enough frequency, your advertising dollars can provide a tangible return on investment. Our goal is to make your job easier by providing radio for every lifestyle, meaning with unique radio formats, we can reach enough of the right customers to positively impact your business. The secret formula for advertising success comes down to this: what you say times how many times you say it. Call us today for more information or visit our website at butlerradio.com and click on advertising. The Butler Radio Network family of radio stations. We live here, we employ here, we spend our money here, and we'll help your business make more money. I'm Kathy Gregory Steiner, and I love what we do.
Western Pennsylvania's premier music event is coming the weekend of July 12th and 13th to Cooper's Lake Campground. It's the 7th annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life. 20 musical acts for the weekend, all for a pre-sale admission price of just $20 in advance. Tickets are $25 at the gate. Kids 17 and under get in free. Camping not included in the admission price. Get your tickets now for the Band Jam from thebandjam.com, where you can see the entire lineup and more information. Or from the Butler Radio Network stations, 252 Pillow Street in Butler, from Shady Lady Productions, any of the performing artists, or by calling ShowClicks at 1-888-71-TICKETS. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Come on, start this thing!
The best in rock. The Rock Station, 97.7.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's a war inside.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Maybe in another life, I could find you there. Pulled away before your time, I can't deal, it's so unfair. And it feels like heaven so far away. And it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.